Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Mem. We're starting the top line with a quote from the Mishnah: Eino Egel Yotze B'Gimayin. And the source of daf, it's on Lavin Beis on Beis, about halfway through the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Tzar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we continue explaining the Mishnah: Eino Egel Yotze B'Gimayin. The question is, what is this Gimayin? So Rav Huna Amar, he says Bar Nira. It's a small yoke. It's like a trainer yoke that a young calf would go out with in order for to get used to wearing a yoke, so that later on, when it gets older and it can have a full yoke, it's ready for it. Rav Chisda Amar, he gives a different answer. Pinkasa, it's a cloth to prevent it from nursing. This cloth is tied around its mouth, so it can't nurse from its mother, and that helps wean it off of its mother. And Abba Rav Huna Amar, he says, Shersua, it's some sort of stick which is placed into its mouth that accomplishes the same thing. It helps it wean off its mother, so it doesn't need to nurse that much. Now, Is Tanayatane Gimayin? Some use the word Gimayin, some use the word Gimel. And Madamar Gimayin, the one who used the word Gimayin, the proper gear says to add in these words, Miseil Rav Huna, that's right for Rav Huna, because the pasuk says, Halchev Kagman Roshai, which means to bend one's head like a fish hook. So he sees Lashon of Agmain, which is like Gimayin, as just like Rav Huna, who explains it as a calf bending his head over, having his trainer yoke on it. Whereas Madamar Gimayil, according to Madamar, he used Lashon of Gimayil, and here we also have to add in, Miseil Rav Chizda, Rav Ababar Rav Huna, and the pasuk is, Vataleu Ima Kasher Gimalatu, she brought him up with her when she weaned him. So he sees Lashon of Gimayil, Gimalatu, is a Lashon of weaning. We are not gyrus the next two lines of the Gemara. Continue to explain the Mishnah, Vlepar Bar Hakupad, a cow cannot go out with his Ar Hakupad, which we explained is the skin of a hedgehog. It has these sharp pokes coming out of it. What does this accomplish? Shunais and Ar Kupad Bein Dodeha, he places the skin of a hedgehog on its udders, Bishvil Shalaitinikas Bana, so it shouldn't nurse its kid. This is so that the owner can save the milk for himself and not have the young calf take all that milk. Continue to explain the Mishnah, we said, Parasashar Blaz Ben Azaria, Haisu Yetze Regard Suish Bein Karneha, the cow of Blaz Ben Azaria went out with a strap in between its horns. Shalikrit Chamim, this was not with the will of the Chamim. And we clarify, Rav Ba, Rav Shmuel, train Amrin, both of them say, Diver Chamim, Afiluli Mashach Ba Aser, according to the Chamim, even to pull the cow by it is Aser. It's considered a Shimur Yiseira, it's too much, it's unnecessary, and therefore it's a Masui. And Rav Ba says, Bashem Shmuel, Im Ha Sakarna Kaducha, Mutter. If the horn had a hole in it, and the strap was going through the horn, then he is allowed to pull by it. Now, Omar Bias, Rav Bias says, Kashasa Kumi Rav Ba, I asked in front of Rav Ba, Vimarle Taninon El Hanaka Machatam, wasn't already taught in our Mishnah that only a Hanaka animal is allowed to go out with a Chatam, this nose ring, and other animals are not allowed to because it's called a shimur yisera. It's too much of a shimur. It's too much. It's not necessary to have such a strong shimur on a different type of animal. A regular leash or a halter or a bit would be sufficient. We don't need this nose ring. And therefore, the same should be over here with the strap in between its horns. Even if there's a hole going through the horn and the strap is threaded through it, it still should be considered a shimur yisera and not necessary, and it should be usur. Continuing, Reb Zeir says, B'shem Shmuel, Shar she yisukai ra, yoyzer prom yishaloi, a shar which is bad. It's up to no good. You know it's going to cause trouble, so then it could go out with a bit because that's not considered shimur yisera. But a different shar, which is just regular and docile and is not going to cause issues, is not allowed to go with a prumbia because that's too much. Rabbi Senu Shabagai Lenagu Kain and our Rabbanim out in the diaspora, that's what their menig was. Continuing with this, Rabbi Laya quotes Rabbi Yehuda, who says, B'shem Rav Shem Barachia, Kelev Yotze B'Seger Shaloi, a dog could go out with his Seger, which is his collar. It's basically a hard collar made out of metal. It's not like a soft mesh collar. However, Imla Hakai's by Usser. If the owner wants to use his collar to strike the dog, to subdue it and train it and control it, then it's Usser. That's considered Shimri Seira. However, Imbishil if it's just the afsar, the halter, the leash doesn't dig into the dog's skin and this metal collar prevents from digging in, then it's permitted. Now we explain this whole situation with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which does seem quite perplexing when you read the Mishnah. How could it be that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed his cow to do this thing and it's against the Chamim? So Gneva Amar Gneva says, clarifying, halacha hi hayim labaruba, he was just going teaching this halacha. It's not that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow itself went out with the strap. It's just that he would teach the halacha that it's okay for your cow to go out like this, and that's what we're saying, it's like it was his cow. However, the question on this is, Kedadit nan, Shaloi Kertzan Chachamim, would we use such a lashon that this was not Kertzan Chachamim? Whenever you have a machlok has two tanaim, you're not going to say that the minority opinion, the Das Yachid, is Shaloi Kertzan the other ones. It's only when a real action is carried out do we say Shaloi Kertzan Chachamim. So it can't be that it wasn't his cow that went out. And Tani Rabbi Bar Pazi de Bar Delaya, that's a proper girsa, Rabbi Bar Pazi from Bar Delaya, he taught that Amrulai, they told Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Oi Amadu Menesenu, either you get up from among us, meaning you don't sit with us because you disagree with us, oi, have a Ritsumi ben Karnel, or take the strap out of its horns. So clearly we see that it was his cow that had this strap, that had this rope in between its horns. Now Rabbi Yisrael Bon, he explained slightly differently, Shayim Masters Kenegdon, he was fighting them very strongly. That's why the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Shaloi Kertzon Chachamim. In other words, according to Rabbi Yisrael Bon, it wasn't actually his cow. He was just passing this halacha. However, since he was very strong against Chachamim in regards to this halacha, that's why the Mishnah uses strong Lashon, Shaloi Kertzon Chachamim. Now Rechanai tells us, Pamachas Yatzas, one time the cow went out with the strap, and his teeth became black because of all the fasting that he did in order to atone for this. Now, Amar of Yid Chotraya, Rav Yid Matraya tells us that Ishtai Haisa, it was his wife. His wife used to go out with some sort of strap that she wasn't allowed to go out with, which you're going to learn about on Amud Beis. There's a bunch of things that a woman is or is not allowed to go out with. And it's actually referring to his wife going out with this strap. And just Milashin Sneas, we're referring to her in the Mishnah as an Egla, a calf. Now the question is, how do we know that a person's wife could be called an Egla, a calf? And the answer is from a pasuk where Shimshon HaGibor, when he was a Shaifet, he posed a riddle to the Plishtim, and when they gave him an answer, he realized that they had really squeezed it out of his wife, and so he told them, Lule Charashtem be'eglasi loimatasal chidasi, if not for the fact that you plowed with my calf, you wouldn't have found an answer to my riddle. And over here was referring to his wife, so we see that a wife could be referred to as a calf. Now we have another answer, Taman Amrin, over there above, they say, Shchenasei Haisa. It was actually the cow of his neighbor, it wasn't his cow. And the question is, Vish Adam Nanish al Shchenasei, is a person going to be punished because of what his neighbor does? His neighbor broke halacha, and we're saying that he did it? And the answer is, Amr of Kiris de Yidma. Rav Kiris of Yidma says, anyone who has the ability, he has the strength, he has the power, he has the kayach to protest a wrongdoing, and he does not do so. So any kalkala, any bad thing that comes out from it, is hung on him as if he was the one that did it. And since Rav Elazar ben Azariah could have gone to his neighbor and said, look, this is not the halacha, you shouldn't do such a thing, it's as if it was his cow that went out with it. Hajj al-Acha Me'ahema, Mazdar finishing the fifth parak of Masechet Shabbos, just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. Moving right into Menorah Beis with the brand new parak, Bamet Yisha, the Mishnah tells us, Bamet Yisha Yotza, Vama Eino Yotza, what is a woman allowed to go out with on Shabbos, and what is she not allowed to go out with? If it's a tachshit, an adornment, or a malbush, some sort of garment, then she would be allowed to go out with it, or if it's not, then it would either be considered a masui, or because we're afraid she might take it off for one reason or another and end up carrying it. So the Mishnah continues, Loi say to Isha, a woman's not allowed to go out, Loi b'chutei tzemer, not with wool strands in her hair, Loi b'chutei peshton, not with linen strands in her hair, Loi b'rtzur shebroisha, and not with this strap that's tied to her hair, and also Loi titbol b'henat shetrapim, she's not allowed to immerse in the mikvah until she loosens them. That's because they're tied so tightly to her hair, they're considered a chatzitza, they're going to block the water from getting to her hair, so therefore she has to loosen them. The Mishnah continues, Loi b'tei tefes, Loi b'sanbutin, b'zman she'in untfurin, she can't go out with these different types of straps if they're not sewed to her hat, because she might take them off in the Rosh Hashanah. V'loi b'kavol l'Rosh Hashanah, she's not allowed to go with a cap to Rosh Hashanah. This cap was worn underneath her hat, and we're afraid that she might end up slipping it out from underneath her hat. That way her hair is still covered, but now she's carrying it, and that's a problem. Also, v'loi b'ir shel zav, she's not allowed to go with this adornment, which is called ir shel zav. It was basically a golden headband of sorts that had a depiction of Yerushalayim on it. V'loi b'katla, not with a choker, which is not like the chokers of nowadays. That's basically a necklace that's right up against the neck and doesn't dangle. This katla was some sort of piece of material that was worn on the neck, pulled very tightly in order to push up her skin to make her look healthy and plump. V'loi b'nuzam, not with nose rings. V'loi b'tabas she'ein l'achaysam, not with a ring that doesn't have a stamp, meaning if it's not a signet ring, it's just jewelry, she can't go out with that. V'loi b'machat she'ein nekuva, and not with a needle that doesn't have a hole in it. However, v'myatzas, ein achayav eschatas, if she did go out with one of these things, she's not chayav eschatas, because it's only gzeir d'rabanon, not that it's a iser d'iraisa. However, if she went out with a ring that has a chaysam, she went out with her signet ring, or she went out with a needle that has a hole in it, then she would be chayav eschatas, because this is not considered a tachshit at all, rather it's a masui, and then she's 100% over carrying. The Gemara now says, v'mayishu yotz v'chulu. So Nachman Yaakov Amar, he clarifies, why is it that a woman can't go out with these chutei tzemer or chutei pishton when they're tied to her hair? That's because, al yidei shehi maturason, since she has to untie them, she'in chatzim b'nidasa, because they're chatzitza, when she's a nida and she needs to go to the mikvah, and since they're tied too tightly, she would have to loosen them, v'shchecha, she might forget, u'malachas b'en arba amos, and then walk dalet amos holding them, therefore she's not allowed to go out with them in her hair. So you're right, on regular Shabbos, there might not be an isser going out with them, but since we're afraid that it might be a week that she has to go to the mikvah, and because we don't want it to be chatzitza, she has to loosen them, that's why she's not allowed to go with them on Shabbos. Amar of Man, he tells us, Bekad Miyasa, Havin and Amrin, originally used to say, Alidei Shima Taras Satafer, that the reason why she can't go out with these wool or linen strands in her hair is because she undoes a stitch. She rips them open or she unties them in order to get them out of her hair, and that's a problem. However, V'loi Havin and Amrin Klom, we didn't say anything, meaning it's not a problem. Why is that? Because Tanur Rabbi Shaya taught, Chaisel Shal Tamarim, Kaireo Mater, Ubavad Shal Yikshar. A basket made out of palm leaves that has dates in it is allowed to be torn open, or the stitch is allowed to be untied, as long as he doesn't tie it again, and that's because it's considered makalkel, it's ruining, it's not doing anything constructive. In a way, it's kind of like opening up a bag of potato chips, where you're just trying to tear it open in order to get the potato chips inside. Same thing over here with this Chaisel Shal Tamarim, and same thing with these straps that are in her hair. If she's tearing them open or untying them in order to get them out of her hair, that's makalkel, and that's not a problem. Now, once we mention this issue of chatzitza, that if something's tied too tightly to the hair, it's going to prevent water from getting there, and that's chatzitza, that's a problem when going to the mikvah. We continue discussing this. Taman Tanin, over there, we learned in a Mishnah, Elu Chatzin Ba'adam, the following things things are considered chatzitza with a person going to the mikvah, chutei tzemer, chutei peshtan, wool and linen strands, v'ratzus shebrash abanos, and these straps are on the heads of the girls. Now, at the end of this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's made of wool or human hair, it's not a problem because it doesn't tie too tightly and therefore doesn't pose a chatzitza. However, now we just have a clarity on this. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, less kanshel seir, then shitas Rabbi Yehuda, we actually don't have the girsa of hair. And al dat Rabbi Yehuda, elashel tzemer, the only shita we have of Rabbi Yehuda arguing with the chamim is in regards to wool. Hashel seir, devar akol, in chatzin, but if the strap that's in her hair is made out of hair, it's some sort of hair extension maybe, or some other adornment made out of human hair that she attached to her hair, that's not chatzitza according to everybody. Continue to talk about chatzitza. Rabba says b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Zeira says b'shem Rabbanin, haisa nima achas, chatzetzes, if she had one strand of hair, which was tied by itself, meaning it got a knot in it, that's considered chatzitza, because when simply one strand of hair gets a knot in it, that gets knotted tightly enough that it's considered chatzitza. Shtayim safek, if two strands of hair get knotted to themselves, then it's a safek whether or not there's a chatzitza, or shalosh, ein chatzetzes, if three strands of hair all get knotted together, that definitely does not create a chatzitza, because if a person took three strands of hair and made it into one knot, that's not tight enough that there will be a chatzitza. Rav Zeira Abayi, Rav Zeira asked the following, kasher nimel chaverta, let's say two individual strands of hair got tied to each other, not that they were placed together and looped in a knot, rather it was tied like a shoelace, for example, one here, one there, tied together. How do we view that? Mem alfam raf on the top, achas yachas, is that considered like one tied to itself, which is a problem, or maybe it's considered like two strands that are tied, which is just a suffix. Another question, l'shtayim, shtayim hein, what about if we have two strands of hair tied to each other? Just imagine tying two shoelaces, but you have two shoelaces on each side. So is that considered like four, which is definitely not chatzitza, or is it just like two, which is still a suffix? And last, we have the same thing, l'shalosh, shalosh hein, and over here we don't really have a question, because even if it's considered like three strands tied to themselves, that's not chatzitza, as we said before. So for sure, three here, three there, tied to each other is not going to be chatzitza. The only reason why the Gemara mentions it is because we just mentioned one and two, so we also throw in three, but again, it's not really a question. And while I said about hair being a chatzitza, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zushihi Rez Litbol Nidasa, a woman is going down to immerse because she's a Nida, Kashara Sara Kiznav Hazos, she could tie her hair like the tail of a horse, which basically means to take all of her hair and tie it to itself in one big knot. And Lo'ovda, that's a proper girsa, this actually was a real case, it really happened, Vesamachalai, and he relied on this psak, meaning it wasn't just a theoretical thing that could be done, this is something that actually did happen, and it's not considered a chatzitza. We're going to stop here for the day and go back tomorrow to discussing what a woman's allowed to go out with on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.